The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Avodah Zarah Daf Kaf Vav. Today's daf is being studied. There's the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinihem. Hinu Began Edam. Today's daf is being studied. First one, Miki Ben Jamie. And then a final one for the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. And then a final one for the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. And then a final one for the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. And that comes day in and day out, especially on Arbe Shabbatot ve'Arbe Yamim Tovim, in order to study the Daf. Shavuz Baruch Hu, Yichtevim, Yichatemem, B'Sifram Shet Tzaddikim, V'Hasidim, V'Farnasa, V'Oshem, V'Chavod, V'Chol Tuv. Amen. We begin at the Mishnah on Chavav. Bat Yisrael lo tiyaled et ha'ovedet kochavim. Jewish woman shouldn't be a midwife to give... to help a goya give birth. Why not? Because you only bring a child into the world that's going to do avodah zarah. Why would you want to be part of that? Aval ovedet kochavim yalidet bat Yisrael. But the opposite is okay. An ovedet kochavim can help be the midwife to give birth, to help give birth to bat Yisrael. Bat Yisrael lo tinak or tanik bena shel oved kochavim. Bat Yisrael, she should not nurse the child of an ovedet kochavim. Aval ovedet kochavim menika bena shel Yisrael brishuta. But the opposite of ovedet kochavim, she can nurse a Jewish child so long as she's doing it with permission. You can allow her to do it so long as it's with permission. Okay, Mishnah. Menika bena shel Yisrael b'shuta di Yisraelit, as long as the Yisrael gives permission. Aval lo temsenun lo licha bebeta shelo targem. But you can't let the goya bring the baby to a house, because she might kill the baby. So it's only with permission. It sounds like with supervision, in order that we can make sure that nothing happens. Gemara will go into all these cases now. Tanu rabbanan, we have a braita. Bat Yisrael lo tiyaled et ha'oved kochavim. מפני שמיילדת בן לעבודת כוכבים ועובדת כוכבים לא תיילד את בת ישראל. כל זה שיטה, the opposite as well, that a עובדת כוכבים cannot be the midwife of a Jewish lady. Why? מפני שחשודים על שפיכות דמים, because we suspect them for murder, that they'll kill the baby. דברי רבי מאיר, והחמים אומרים עובדת כוכבים מיילדת את בת ישראל בזמן שאחרות עומדות על גבה. So חכמים say, so long as there's supervision, the goya could be the midwife for the Jewish lady. אבל לא בינה לבינה, but not alone. ורבי מאיר אומר, אפילו אחרות עומדות על גבה נמה לא. רבי מאיר is מחמיר. Even with supervision, the goya cannot be the midwife. The zemnin de manha le yada afuta. Sometimes she puts her hand on the cranium of the child. That's the soft spot in the head, and she pushes it in, and she kills the baby. Vekatlale velo mitchaze, and it's not noticeable. So even with supervision, she does it in a tricky way, and she kills the baby that way. So therefore, he's mahmir. Kiyahi itteta. Like the following story of a lady, the amra lechaverta. One lady told another lady. This lady happened to be a midwife for Jewish children. So the other goya lady tells her, molda yehudaita bat molda yehudaita. The midwife of the Jews, the daughter of a midwife of the Jews. She was saying it in a derogatory way. Ah, you're the doula of the Jews, daughter of the doula of the Jews. Amra la, so she says back to defend herself. Nefishin bishta dahi iteta deka mashpilna minayu dama ki ufya denahara. She comes along and she says that kach bekach raot yavu alayich. So much bad should go on you. Kiminyan sheshpalti mehen barak, as many Jews as I killed, and their blood was flowing like the river. And she was telling him back. You're making fun of me that I'm a midwife of the Jewish people? As many Jews as I killed during the midwife, the job, that's how many curses should go on you. So what do you see over here? That Rabbi Meir is right. They're hashud for killing. So the Gemara says, what do the rabbis do with this story? Rabbanan, Amar le, lohi, bimilta be'alma hi'u, de'ukimta. She was exaggerating. She just wanted to defend herself. She didn't really kill any of these kids. She was just saying in order to defend herself. So we have no ra'aya that it is forbidden.
So who's the Mishnah like?
Well, our Mishnah said, "What? By Israel, not the Kavim." But then she was the word Kavim. About Oved Kavim, he said, "The banan."
But our Mishnah
is Mishnah, even if there's no one there. No, so we have to say that with the supervision. Otherwise, who is the Mishnah? The Sfanim point out that our Mishnah is found in the Shita of the Hachamim, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that you need supervision, because the Pshat is, when the rabbis say you need supervision, it doesn't mean 24-hour supervision. It means you're seven ichnas. As long as the Jewish woman, somebody Jewish is going back and forth, in and out, it's enough. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't bother to tell me that Pshat, but indeed, only a Goyam midwife, so long as there is some sort of supervision. Now the Gemara goes on. Bat Israel lo tanik. Okay, Bat Israel, she should not nurse a goya. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. Bat Israel lo tanik ben Asher Oved Chavim. Why not? For the simple reason, you're raising a kid that's going to worship Avodah Zarah. The Oved et Kochavim lo tanik et ben Asher Bat Israel. And Oved et Kochavim, vice versa, should not be allowed to nurse a Jewish child. Same reason. We're chashud that they're going to kill the kid. We'll see how. Oved kochavim menikat et bena shel bat Yisrael bezman she'acherot omdot al gaba. Aval lo beno lebena. So the rabbis have the same law. When it comes to nursing also, so long as supervision, watching the goyah nurse the child, it is indeed okay. V'Rabbi Meir omer afilu acherot omdot al gaba. Rabbi Meir says, even if there's supervision, nami lo. Why? The zimnin de shayfa le samal le dad. She'll put poison on the breast before she nurses. Vekatla le. And therefore, you can't supervise that. She does it inside. She puts the poison on there. The kid now is nursing. The supervisor doesn't see anything. And while the kid is ingesting poison. Now, the Gemara says, Veslicha, you need both cases. Meaning, we have the case of Rabbi Meir and Hakamim arguing by birthing and by nursing. What did he do? Mahloga twice. Veslicha. Yashmi'inan miyaledet. If you only gave me the case of birthing, ba'i kamri rabbanan deshari, de'lo efshar mishum de'acherot ro'ot otah. We have supervision. She can't get away with pushing the cranium of the child. The supervision will handle that. Aval menikad efshar b'shayfah le'sam le'dad me'ebrai. But a nursing case, could be she's going to put the sam, the poison, outside before she comes in. Ve'katale em amod ulel Rabbi Meir. Maybe I would say that Lachemim and Bodet will be made in the case of the nursing Kavash Ma'alan, that even in that case as well, we don't suspect. V'i Ashmi'inan, Minikana, reverse. If you only told me the case of Minikah, Da'i Kamar Bimir Dasur, Bishum Deshai Falesam, Nedad, Ve'ibrahim Katale. Because in that case, she can't supervise because she might put the poison on the outside and then come inside the nurse. Avam Yalede. But in the nursing case, they know if Shad, but the supervision in the nursing case, people are watching, could be Rabbi Meir would agree. Maybe they agree to the banan. That's what Gemara says, you need both cases. So now the Gemara comes along and says like this. Let's just do the Tosafot for a second. Ovedet kochavim menika bena shel Yisrael bezman she'acherot omdot al gaba. Okay, so as long as there's supervision, the nursing. Aval lo beno lebena perush ve'afilu b'reshut ha'Yisraelit. But even if she gets permission, she can't do it alone. The pluta de'anakad de'miyad de'miyaledet. The argument of nursing is like the argument of birthing. Miyaledet stama b'reshut Yisrael. Stama, she's giving birth in a house. It's b'reshut Yisrael. Not that she's giving birth by the goya, but even in the Jewish house, you still need supervision. So it's about a nursing. She's nursing in her own house, and still you need supervision. The sport says it's enough to have a mashkiach in and out. You have to stay in there 24 hours. Supervision. You're seven nechnas. The omed al gaba karinam. That's also committed omed. That's also considered omed al gaba. That's why you have to stand over watching her 24 hours. Enough to in and out. So she's scared. כן, הוא חייב פרק לבי ישמעאל, ואם כן, סניק לזה שלא להניח ישראלית ההולכת חוץ לעיר, בעיניי יחדים בבית ביד מנקת עובדת קיימים. To support something very realistic. You can't leave your kid home with the goya babysitter, the nurse, and you will go out of town. Because now you're not, you're serving nechnas. You went out of the city. You leave the baby home with the goya nurse, and there's suspicion. אם אין ישראלית בעיר יוצא ונכת, unless you get somebody to go in and out to check on the kid. ואפילו אחי מזמן שחיבה ואילך אסור לנכו יחיד and from the time of sleeping yes, at night time ואילך אסור לנכו יחיד ועל תינוק ותינוקת שמצאים בבית עובד כוחים יחדים רפואתם oh, but sometimes you put a תינוקת ותינוקת in the house of the goya for the רפואה purpose let's say there's a doctor or whatever it may be medicinal purposes so then הורדי זה אסור מכמה עניינים it's also אסור to leave the baby in the goya's house for medicinal purposes שהם חשודים על שפיכות דמים ואפילו הם גדולים קצת and even if they're all the worse ימשיכו מנמינות the goya is going to teach the kid מינות so what the heck is you leave the kid home with the goya so this one's over here discussing many many issues of it. Number one the hashudim on ariga and kill the kid unless it's Yusim and Ichnas and number two so they get a little older worse now they're going to influence the kid with all the Abudah Zara that they have in their business but I'm saying so we just learned over here that what that a bat yisrael shouldn't give birth to a shouldn't help a goya give birth. Why? Because they're going to give a kid for Avodah Zarah. So Gemara has a very strong question. What do you mean? Yehudit miyaledit ovet chavim basachar. For payment, you can do it. If she's willing to pay, the Jew can be the midwife. Avadu b'chinam. But not for free. Now from Amishnah, Amishnah did not make a haluk. Amishnah just said, you can't do it. Now we're seeing a haluk between sachar or chinam. Right, and Tosfot points out. Okay. The rabbi who asked the question didn't have a havamina to say that the Mishnah is talking about b'chinam because the Mishnah gave the reason because you're bringing a kid in for Avodah Zarah so do I care if you're getting paid for it or not so the Mishnah is talking about both cases from the fact that the Gemara Mishnah gave the reason so the Gemara answers Amar of Yosef b'schar shari mishum eva I have a new reason that if you're paying then already it's mutar because it's eva which means if it's for free so you can tell the goya listen you know I gotta make a living and I can't do things for free so you can get out of it diplomatically but if they say we'll pay now you're gonna see you're not gonna do it it's gonna cause strife between the relationship between the Jews and the goyim so the Baal Mishnah that said it's asur is davka b'chinam you have to come out but b'schar since you have no way out it'll be mutar sabar of Yosef lememar lude ovid chavim b'shabeta b'schar shalem shum eva okay now we have another case giving birth to a goya on Shabbat if she's going to pay you so according to the same logic mishum eva it should be mutar just like a doctor's allowed to go deliver a Jewish girl on Shabbat so mishum eva they're going to pay you how should do it amale abaye so abaye says no not allowed yachlal lememar le you can get out of it you can say it like this didan de mintere shabeta mechalila linan alayu we have a pact. We only mechalil Shabbat for Shomrei Shabbat. So therefore we can go do our own because our kids are going to be Shomrei Shabbat. But somebody that's not going to be Shomrei Shabbat, we're not to mechalil Shabbat. You can give them a rationale. Which is the whole reason, one of the reasons why we mechalil Shabbat on Shabbat for somebody that's bikuach nefesh, the Gemara says, is because let's mechalil one Shabbat so the kid can keep many Shabbatot. So therefore the logic that I make of chenul is so this chenul will lead to more Shemirat Shabbat. In this case, if we have the goya, it's not going to lead to any Shemirat Shabbat. There's no Shabbat. So then we can get out of it in that way. So therefore you cannot be, you cannot do it. Tosfot has a very strong question over. Look at Tosfot's question. Savar of Yosef, he thought to say that it's going to be permissible. Tema that of Yosef, the Salkat attack the Shari. Which means, what was the Havamina? Ul Abaye Nami de Meshani de Leka Eba Mashma Haika Eba Shari. Which even Abaye's answer. So, there's no problem with Eba. If Abaye would have held it as an Eba issue, he would allow you to give birth to a girl on Shabbat, even a Goya. Tosfot says, "Hechi sherin meshum evam milta deit be usudoraita." To be molid a lady, you're plucking the baby out of the stomach. It's considered like gozes. It's like you're plucking something out of its life support. When you move the obad in the mother's stomach of the animal, let's say, you're taking something from its life source. That it goes. So Tosfot can understand. What are you talking about over here? There was a havamina to matir, to give birth, to help a goya give birth, or Shabbat to be osed misude oraita. What was the havamina?
She's already in heavy labor. That's it. The baby moved out already. It moved out of its. It turned already. So therefore, it's considered out of its source. Or we're talking about it's a full term baby. It stopped growing. So if it's not considered anymore benefiting from the source anymore, if it's not considered isud oraita, still the Gemara comes as asur. The source is justifying the havan. You know, the havan, it's matir isud oraita. Now you have to say it's yala mashber, or it's pasak gedulav, it stops growing, and therefore it's okay. So comes the Gemara and says something similar. Sabar of Yosef lememar unuki beschar shari mishum eba. Now to nursing. If let's say the goya offers to pay. So you have Eva. If she comes along and says, I want you to nurse my kid for free, you have an excuse. Listen, I got to make a living. I got to support myself. But if she comes along and offers the money, you have no choice because of Eva. So he says, no, you have an excuse in this case also. Yachla lememar. She could say, Im pinuyahi. If she's a single girl, she could give an excuse and say, Ba'inan de insube. I want to get married. And the nursing a baby is going to interrupt my, it's not going to let me get married. Why? Weakens the body. Takes away the beauty of the lady. So therefore, she has an excuse. Now, if she's married, she has an easy excuse. The ishit ishi lo ka mizdahamna be'ape gabra. I don't want to get dirty in front of my husband. A lady that nurses, all her clothes get dirty. From the milk, the kid spits on the mother and all that. So if she's a married lady, she could tell the goya, even if you're paying me, listen, you know, I'm a married husband, I don't want to get the dirty. So you can give me an excuse by nursing. So therefore, there's a haluk between birthing and nursing. Birthing bischar eva, but nursing bischar eva. She's a single girl. Listen, I want to get married. It's going to make me ugly, whatever. And birthing, I mean, the nursing with the ishit ish. She can say married. I mean, you can say that she doesn't want to look bad for her husband. Sabad of Yosef lememar. Okay, one more. Ha detanya. We learned in a braita. Ha ofde kochavim. Okay, that's mamash in the times of Chazal, the ones that worship Avodah Zarah. Viru'e behema daka. Those are shepherds, Jewish shepherds. Now, Jewish shepherds, what was the problem with them? Stam ru'e behema daka. They go into other people's fields, and therefore they are gazlanim. They are thieves. So then, what do you do with these guys? Braita says, lo ma'alin ve'lo moridin. If they fell into the pit, you leave them there. Lo ma'alin. You don't got to lift them up from the pit. Let him stay down there. They don't more redeem, but you can't kill them either. You can't put them down in the pit. If they fell in the pit, you leave them there. Now, that's talking about for free. However, asuche bischar shari mishum eva. But let's say they offer to pay you money to take you out of the pit. The goy screaming in the pit, "Hey, I'll pay you $100." Now, yeah, it's eva for free. Take me out of here. Hey, listen, I don't work for nothing. See you later. But if the guy says he's going to pay, so now everybody says, he's a goy, I'm leaving, let him die. So therefore, bischar, it's mutar. Amale Abaye. Abaye says, no. You give an excuse in that case also. Yachol lomar lo, ka'e biri a'igra. I'm sorry, I'm busy now. My son is on the roof, and he's about to jump. So I got to go save my son. I don't have time to go save you now. Which means I'm willing to lose my money, because I got to go save my son. Iname. Nikita li zimna lebe davar, which means the government called me. The government called me to the court, and therefore I have jury duty, and therefore I got to go show up. And therefore I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't want to get in trouble with the government. So therefore, Tosfot said, I mean, the Gemara is saying that even in the case where the guy's in the pit offering money, you have an excuse why you can't help him. Tosfot has a very strong question over here. Tosfot's question is, I understand. What are these guys doing so bad that you can't save them?
Right.
The guy's in the pit, let him die. So Tosfot says, "Va'ru'in be'madaka pirush b'shelahen." Now we're talking about, we learned already this. It's talking about where they're taking their animals. Because en adam chotev ve'lo lo. A guy's not going to sin with somebody else's animals. Why should I go to Gainam to feed somebody else's animals stolen goods? So it's talking about where the Roya Bakar has his own animals that he's suspicious of stealing. So then Tosfot says, "Im Tomar, my high dahmura banan biroim shena pesulim elam the banan," which is this psul over here is a rabbinical psul. The gamim kasherim the edut isha. By the way, the Roya Bakar's kasher to testify that her husband died. In Nibamot we learn one witness is kasher. Even Roya Bakar could come and testify that met balech. So they're not the worst people in the world. But you tell me if they fell in the pit, let him die. Take a gazlan that's a sumra Torah. That's pasul le'anut and all that. What's the deen? We let him, if he falls in the pit, we save him. I mean, this guy who's pasul b'dra banan, let him die. But a gazlan de oraita, you save him? Doesn't make any sense. V'chem mumar uchit nevelot le'te'avon. A guy's a mumar, he's a renegade, the guy eats nevelot for ta'ava. He can't control himself, there's kosher meat, there's no kosher meat available, he's out, okay, I'm eating nevelot. You gotta save the guy. So why is this guy so bad that you let him stay down? That's the exact reason. That's exactly the reason. Because the people take it lightly. That's why you have to overcompensate the leniency. Because it's drabanan. It's nothing. It's nothing. Under the deoraitas, you don't need chizuk for the deoraitas. People know the severity of a deoraita. But under the drabanan, when the people treat it lightly, okay, now they heard the law. You do that, you fall into the pit, we leave you there. Oh, okay, that's a serious halakha. Okay, now that'll give them a little. Because it's a rabbinical item, that's why we are more mahmir.
What's rabbinical? Just pasul de'edut is rabbinical. Right. The theft is the making.
Because he might. We don't know if for sure he's stealing.
Okay, if it's pasul de'edut, why is pasul de'edut the barometer as to what they want to mechazek, what the rabbis call pasul de'edut? It's
a hashash to the banan. So hashash that besides that, it's not the right to this guy.
No,
it's a hashash that the stam roei bakar are going into other people's fields. So the rabbi said, "It's pasul le'edut." Not a gazlan where we have edim and all that and stuff like that.
So what's the guy supposed to do with bakar? He has bakar. What is he supposed to do?
Roei, a shepherd. Not a shepherd. The guy owns it. He doesn't usually do the shepherding to own it. The shepherds are low lights. They do it. In that case, the shepherd's not a problem because it's not his. He's not suspected of things that are not his.
He has to hire somebody.
He's got to hire somebody. You hire somebody, won't have a problem. And his own stuff, he's suspected of. Oh, Bakar. That's not too many people. Okay. In any event, comes the Gemara and says, Tari Rabbi Abu. Kamed Rabbi Yohanan. Okay, new story. Ha'ovet, ha'ovdek u'kavim, Rabbi Madaka. Okay, shepherds and ha'ovdek u'kavim, lo ma'alim. We just said, if they fell into the pit, leave them there. Lo ma'alim. Ve'lo moridim. But you can't lower them into the pit either. Aval haminim. Okay, what's the mean? She says, priests, kumarim la'avodat kuchavim. Ben of the kuchavim, ben yisraelim. Even if they're Jewish priests. Priests of avodat zara. Veham mosrot. Mesorot is a moser. That she says, malshinim la'sheker. Right? They file reports to the government. The mosrim amor hamarim biyad of the kuchavim. They tattle on the people to the government to take their money. Veham mumarim. Okay, what's a mumar? Umar is somebody that's a rebel. They go against some of the laws of the Torah. Hayu moridin velo ma'alim. The law was lower him. Wow, moridin. Those guys, you lower them down. Velo ma'alim, you don't even bring them up. Both. So Amar le. So Rabbi Yohanan, when he heard this from Rabbi Abu, he said ani shone. He says I have a different braita. It says lechol avedat achicha. You got to return a lost object to your brother. Lirabot et mumar. It's coming to include a mumar. You got to return his lost object as well. Ve'at amar tayu moridin. If you got to return his lost object,
he's lost.
His aveda. If you have to return his aveda, coach again. You can't throw him into a pit and kill him. What's more important, his life or his mammon? If you tell me with so ma'amid, you got to return his mammon to him. So what, you throw him into a pit and kill him? So we have a machlokes between Nabi Yohanan and Nabi Abu. What do you do with a mumar? So Yavara says, Sameh mikan mumar. He says, alright, scratch mumar out of the first braita. In the first braita, it said mumar, take it out. The mumar, you don't throw him in the pit. The Yavara says, no. Nabi Abu says like this, Vedeshani le. leave it. Leave mumar in the braita. We have two types of mumarim. Kan be mumar ochem nevelot leteavon. Kan be mumar ochem nevelot leachis. There's two types of mumars. There's one type of mumar, the teavon. There's no kosher meat available. No kosher meat available, he'll eat nevelot. Tava, he can't control himself. There's another guy, no, even though kosher meat available, leachis, I don't care, I'm eating the nevelot, machbatli. Like that guy, you throw in the pit. But the mumar leteavon, he just about tava. You don't throw them in the pit. You return as those objects, and then we'll make a haluk between the two things over there. Oh. So the Gemara says, Kasabar Ochel Nevelot, which means like this. Why did Rabbi Abhu take out Mumar? Rabbi Abhu took out Mumar from the first Braita. Oh, you're right. I mean, Mumar, you're able to return as object. Scratch Mumar from the Braita. So the Gemara says, why scratch it? Why don't you give a haluk between mumar ochel nevelot and the teavon to a mumar of lechis? You don't got to scratch the braita, Rabbi Abu. Leave the braita like you have it, and we can make a haluk. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because kasabar ochel nevelot lechis minhu. Because he holds that ochel nevelot lechis, that's a min. So min already was listed, right? So therefore, what does mumar of the braita must be talking about? Must be talking about a mumar leteavon. A mumar leteavon, you don't throw him into the pit. So therefore you have no choice but to scratch mumar of that braita. Because mumar leachis was written in the braita. Mean. So therefore you can't put mean and mumar in the same braita. Because then that mumar is going to mean a mumar leteavon. A mumar leteavon, you don't throw it to the pit. You return his objects. So therefore, that's why Rabbi had no choice to say, scratch Mumar from the Braita, and leave it, that in the Chaname, a Mumar you don't throw into the pit. Okay? Itmar. Mumar, regarding a Mumar, Peligi bar Abaha v'rabina. Hadamar l'te'avon Mumar. Lachis min. Like we just said, when you do it, he does it the ta'avon, he's called the mumar. He eats because of the ta'avon, he can't control himself. There's no kosher food available, like we said, he's not careful. That's mumar the ta'avon. However, mumar lachis, when he does it, lachis, the anger of God, that's already called a mean. Different level. Okay? Whatever the laws of a mean are, they're more strict. Hadamar afinu lachis namim mumar. Oh, even if he does lachis, he's nevelot lachis, he's called the mumar. Also, what's it mean? Ela ezehu min ze aved elini elile kochavim. He was Avodah Zarah. That's called the min. Okay. Metive. Listen to the story of it. Achal parosh echad. What's a parosh?
A gnat.
A bug. Or yitush echad. Or a
mosquito.
Hareze mumar. He's eating this not kosher. Now, v'ahacha telachisu. Now, this guy is definitely lachis. Because there's no ta'ava to eat these buns over here. It's not eating it for ta'avon. Right? It's not appetizing. Eli's eating it to lachis. Veketani mumar. And it calls him a mumar. So you see what? That even a mumar lachis is a mumar. Like one of the rabbis that we said. So Gemara says, no, I can tell you differently. Hatam ba'ilim mit'am ta'amad isura. There he has a ta'ava. He's desiring to taste what a mosquito tastes like. He's desiring to taste what these items taste like. So he's doing it a ta'ava. They have no raya. Could be this case where the guy ate the mosquito was talking about the teavon. That's what causes the mumar. It's not necessarily lachis. Amar mor. Hayu moridin aval lo ma'alim. Okay, so the Gemara has a question. Hashta achote machtinan. Asuke mebe'e. You told me you throw him into the pit. Do you have to tell me that you don't take him out? Because again, if you tell me you throw him into the pit, if he's in already, certainly you don't have to take him out. Why does the Mishnah have to, what's the bride have to come along and say, Moridin velo ma'alin? Pashut lo ma'alin. So Amar Rav Yosef, Barhama, Marav Sheshat, Don Etzlecha. Oh, the case like this. One of these Rishayim fell into the pit. Vaya ma'ala babor. There was a ladder, let's say, in the bor. Megarera. The hadush is you can move the ladder away. That's hadush. You leave it there. Move the ladder away. Then akit le'ila. And you can give an excuse. Because then you're going to cause eva. Hey, what are you doing? You're killing me. You're taking the ladder. You give an excuse. What are you going to say? Ve'amar lo tichut chevata elaveh. I'm doing that because I don't want my animal to fall down in the pit. If he sees the ladder, my animal's going to fall into the pit. So therefore, you know, I'm taking it away for safety purposes. So you give an excuse over here. Okay. Rabav and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Talbayu, lo netzrecha, the case of others. She'im haita even al pi abor mechasa. The guy fell in. You can go take an even now and cover the board with it. That's what's coming to that you can do with it. Amar, he can tell the guy, la'abure hebata ilave. Listen, I got to do that because I got to graze my sheep. And the sheep are going to walk in this area. And I don't want them to fall in. So if you can cover it up. So that's the hadush of lo ma'alin. That not only you don't got to take him out. Either you can take the ladder away, or you can actually cover the board.
Why didn't you give excuse?
What? Ravina Amar, she'im haya sulam, if there was a ladder next to the board, also where the guy can get out, mesaleko. Amar, ba'ina la'ote b'ri me'igra. I gotta take my kid off the roof, I need the ladder. Just give me excuses also, to take it off. Okay, now look at what he says over here. The Chavra Kasher, Marvi Agibra Betiruza. Well, what's the guy answering over here? Oh, you can take the ladder away, or you can cover up with a thing, with a rock.
Lecture
note on. He says, "Hare Adayin Yikshe Me'achar She'afilu Moridim Otam Nabor BeYadayim." Again, the cover hobby still have. Once you're telling me that I can throw him in the pit. So of course I don't got to take him out. So Hadush, you can take the ladder away. If I could throw my hands into the pit, you don't think I can take the ladder away? If I could throw my hands into the pit, you don't think I can cover up with a rock? Well, what's the good answering? Metarzim arishonim sheshnei dinei abraita mitiachsim neshnei matzavim. It's two different cases. Kasher yadinu tekifa, when we are in control of the goyim, when we have sovereignty, our own sovereignty, moridim, then you push him in. But we don't have sovereignty of our own thing. Then you can find excuses. When he's in already, I need the ladder so my animals don't fall in. Or I want to cover it so my animals don't fall in. Then already, you can leave him in there. You're not going to be able to push him because you don't have sovereignty at the time. No one's going to push any goy in there when the Jewish people are not on top. But when you don't have the Gemara is saying, this is the chidush. In the Gemara Zav, the Gemara talks about the same case. Kishiyadiru tekifa, if you can push him in, koshken, you can take him out. Then just koshken, you leave him in there. Now the Gemara's answer is no, we were talking about two different situations. Kam, Mishiyadiru tekifa, you push him in. Kishiyadiru tekifa, the Hadush is that you can take him out. That's why you leave him in. You can even take, now you gotta give excuses, but. Because you can't just leave him in there without an excuse. So therefore you can take the ladder away by saying, well, I need the ladder for something else to take my son off the roof and so on and so forth. That's the way Gemara answers. Tanu Rabbanan, Yisrael ma'alit ha'ovet kravim l'shum ger. Okay. A Yisrael is able to give a brit milah to ha'ovet kravim to make him a ger. So the Gemara says, la'apuke l'shum murna delo. What do you tell me? Hadush. The Jew can do a brit milah on a goy to make him a ger. To exclude what? That if he has a bug on the orla, you can't cut it off? I mean, what, that's Gemara's question. Gemara's saying, la'apukel l'shum murna. In order to mal an ovet chavim, to take a tola'at, a worm, that's on his orla. Delo? Which means, I guess the Hadush the Braita is like this. That only for religious purposes, but not for medicinal purposes. The guy's got a worm over there in that spot. You cannot go and cut it off. But for Gerut, which is religious purposes, Mutar. That's what the Gemara says. Otherwise, it's Pashut Din. What do you have to, who's going to do? Who's going to do the Brit Milah on a convert? It's not a Jew. And they have to tell me the Hadush is that for religious reasons, yeah, but for medicinal reasons, no.
But a goy cannot mal Israel. They're suspected on shefichut damim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir.
והחכמים אומרים עובד חכמים מעל את ישראל בזמן שאחרים עומדים על גבו for supervision, יקרים לה את הגוי דו לברית מילה, אבל בינו לבינו לא, but alone, no. ורבי מאיר אומר אפילו אחרים עומדים על גבו נמל לו, even if the supervision watching the guy do it, no, זה מין דמצלל סכינה. So what happens, he turns the knife very tricky, ומשווה לקרות שפחה, and he cuts it off and he makes him a קרות שפחה. So not that he's going to kill him, but he's going to maim him, and therefore he can't go and do it. Now, b'sabar Rabbi Meir, or b'tchuchavim, no, wait, Rabbi Meir, you hold that a goy cannot do a brit milah on a Jew? What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Ir she'en bar rofei Yisrael. Let's say you don't have a mohel. Rofei is a mohel in this case. There's no Jewish mohalim in the town. V'yesh bar rofei kuti. There's a kuti that can do the. That's a doctor. Kuti, we learned. These guys, they converted, but the conversion was quasi-conversion. Ve'rofe ovet kuchavim. You have a kuti rofe, and you have a ovet kuchavim rofe. Yamul ovet kuchavim. Let the ovet kuchavim do the brit milas in the city. Ve'al yamul kuti. Don't let the kuti get involved. The brit be mi'ir. That's the opinion of the brit mi'ir. Which means, sounds like this, a goy doesn't mal his children. So I'm not worried when he's going to mal the kid, he'll mal him with the normal kavanot. Mashenk and a kuti, when they mal their children, they mal them the shem, avodah zarah. So now, I'm worried that a kuti's worse. Because he does it, he'll do it his way. The shem yonah, the shem the avodah zarah that they have. But the ovet chavim, he doesn't do milah that often anyway. So if I'm not worried that he might do the shem some other type of kavanah, that's going to be me, Isanjim. The Be'udah Omer, yamul kuti ba'al yamul ovet chavim. Opposite sevara. He says, Adrabah, let the kuti do it, but don't let the ovet chavim do it. Why? Because the ovet chavim is hashud on shefichut, that mean, but the kuti is not. But what do you see over here? Rabbi Meir clearly said in the Braita that if it's a choice between a kuti and ovet chavim, in a place where there's no mohalim, let the ovet chavim do it. What do you mean? You just told Rabbi Meir that you can't let ovet chavim do it because it's hashud on shefichut, that mean. Make up your mind. So the Gemara says, ipuch, switch the shiton around. Rabbi Meir omer yamul kuti velo ovet chavim. Let the kuti do it over the goy, ovet chavim, because he's chashur avodah zarah. And Rabbi Yehuda omer ovet chavim velo kuti. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Oh, so that comes out like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, let the ovet chavim do it over the kuti. Now we're going to ask Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that. You're going to let a goy do a brit milah. That's why Rabbi Yehuda omer. Minayin milah beovet chavim shehi pesula min adin, not because of shevichut damim. You can't have a goy mal a child. Shnei emar ve'ata et biriti teshmor. God's telling Abraham Avinu, and you should fulfill my covenant. It says in the pasuk, ata v'zaracha acharecha, you and your descendants the rotam. So we say v'zaracha acharecha comes and teaches you only your descendants your hayav and milah, ve'lo of the kochavim, and not the of the kochavim. Which means what? That his milah is going to be pasul. So therefore you're stuck. You can't switch the shiton around. Because clearly according to the Yehuda, goy is pasul for doing brit milah. Ela le'olam lo tipuch. So don't make the tipuch. Ah, so we have a question of Emir. One time he says goy no good. Avet chavim. One time the Braita says goy is good. How do you answer it? We're talking about a professional doctor. A goy has a reputation that he has a name as a great doctor, and he doesn't want to lose his reputation. Even though he's a goy, he's not going to kill the kid. Why? Not only if he's a mohel, because he has a practice, he's a doctor or whatever he is. He doesn't want to get a bad reputation, oh, this guy's a violent guy, no one's going to use him. So when it comes to the ofim mumheh, it's mutar. And even the bimi will agree. When did he say ovet chavim is asur? That's not ovet chavim, it's not a mumheh. Okay, so the Gemara says further. Sabar biyuda kuti shapidame. Now according to this version, if you make the ipuch, that means what? According to this version over here, that you're keeping everything the same, that means according to the biyuda, kuti is permissible to do the brit milah. Ve'atanya Yisrael malet kuti. Yisrael can mal the kuti. The kuti lo yamun Yisrael. But the kuti cannot do this. Why? Mipnei shemal l'shem har gerizim. Because when he does the brit milah, his kavanah is l'shem avodah zarah, which har gerizim. And a milah shelo l'shma, that's not l'shem mitzvah, This is Lashem Avodah Zarah. He's not doing Lashem the Mitzvah. It's Pesula. The B'nai Rabbi Yehuda, clearly. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you got to do it Milah Lashem Mitzvah. Get Lashem Avodah Zarah. Now, Rabbi Yose argues. I'm on Rabbi Yose. Where do you see that Milah's got to be Lashma? All the Torah cares is that you cut the Orla off. Not funny what the guy's thinking when he does it. Ela mal veholech ad shetasin nishmato. Let him malat the kuti mal until he dies. It's a way of saying, let him do it, let him die after. What do I care what the kuti does? Let him do the brit milah. So long as the thing is cut, it's fine. But what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said not like that. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, oh, he's got to have the shem milah, not the shem avodah zarah. But you said the brit that the kuti is mal. So we got to go back. Ela leolam ipur kedabchinan mikara. And therefore you got to say that what? That Rabbi Meir really is going to hold Ovet Kukamim is Asur, like he said. And really Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that what? The Ovet Kukamim is Mutar. Oh, now the Kakasha, Rabbi Yehuda. But now you have a Kasha against Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because you're going to come along and tell me now that Ovet Kukamim according to Rabbi Yehuda is Mutar. But we learned according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're the son of Jewish people, not going. That's Rabbi Yehuda said. So you stuck. So Gemara says, "Kachar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Ahid Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi." That Briti Teshmor was a different Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer. Minayin the Milah Be'Avir Chayim Shipesulat Amudomar Matet Briti Teshmor. But really, the Brayter that said that the Goy is okay, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. And then we have no stira between the two Rabbi Yehudas. Baruch Almighty Olam. And Amen.